Well, first of all, I love Towson University. They have a great tradition of student athletes, wonderful programs where baseball and soccer for decades have been preeminent programs. They teach the kids loyalty, respect, teamwork. That's not what the kids got from the administration. And I'm obviously very interested in seeing both programs, baseball and soccer, put back into place. We don't need to put taxpayers' money into this. That's a really bad precedent because it opens up all of the university athletic programs to petitioning the legislature for taxpayer dollars. Historically, we have never put that kind of revenue into these sports programs, understandably so. And obviously, they have a fiscal problem with the athletic program at Towson. It's caused by their own overspending, their own lack of fiscal responsibility. And they should put these two programs back in using existing funds.
In the briefing yesterday before the Appropriations Committee, the Department of Legislative Services said it's precedent-setting to give a university state money for its athletic programs. And they recommended that this would be a loan, if this is even considered in the supplemental budget, have it as a loan rather than a grant, so that Towson would have to pay the money back. Does that make it more acceptable?
No. Whether it's a loan or a grant, we shouldn't use taxpayers' money for these university athletic programs. It's going to create a really bad precedent, and I hope that we can put both of these programs back in and pay for it with existing funds. The other situation up there is that Title IX has been wrapped like a cloak around this whole unfortunate situation with the athletic teams, and the governor's proposal debunks that completely. There is not a Title IX compliance problem at Towson. There never was. It was always about the money and the fiscal irresponsibility of that athletic program. And my, you know, basic comment to the Towson athletic program, whoever the leadership is up there, you guys are really skating on thin ice.
Who's at fault here? Is it Dr. Lusky? Is it Mike Waddell, the athletic director? Is it someone else?
Well, Dr. Lusky's taking all the criticism, and it's unfortunate because you can practically see her presidency beginning to melt under all of the scrutiny and criticism. But ultimately, it's the leadership of the athletic department that's created this fiscal crisis, came up with this phony excuse to get rid of these teams, which is where we need to because of Title IX. You know, they're trying understandably. I guess the logic is let's make Towson into a sports powerhouse through football and basketball, but that's not the point of college sports. The point of college sports is that these kids like to play for the love of the game. Well, let's give them what we promised we were going to give them. And so this is an ongoing issue.
Now, Dr. Lusky is going to be back before the board, I understand, now in 2 weeks. It was supposed to be today, but it's been rescheduled for 2 weeks. What's the status of Towson's request for that Harford campus before the board? Is that still on hold?
That's still on hold, and it's going to be on the 17th, and Dr. Lusky should be there. Maybe she should bring this athletic director who you mentioned, none of us have ever met, who's apparently at the bottom of this whole mess. But it certainly isn't the kids in these programs. They've handled themselves admirably. The coaches have been treated like just pushed to the curb. These folks have worked for 30 years to build these programs, so hopefully Dr. Lusky will be there with the athletic director and we can discuss this in public. Enough of these smoke-filled back rooms.
You had a private meeting with her and then I guess the governor did.
Yeah, I don't mind having a private meeting and those conversations should be kept private, but that's not where the decision should be made.